Fox Sports Radio.
The top of the fourth is on at Simon Field. A line drive to left field. Mitch Zaronis, his first ball swinging, and he has the first hit of the afternoon. Mitch Zaronis tops the fourth inning off with a single off Ty Treader. Hockey nut to hockey nut there. And Walsall West has a leadoff man aboard.
Trevor Clotty
will now bat, and here comes a decision for Walsall West. Do you bunt that base runner over? But this is your number four hitter, so it's a big bat in your lineup. But do you sacrifice an out to get a man in scoring position? The answer is that Clotty is swinging away, not offering a bunt, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. Evergreen's defense should be capable here. Owen Latondras is a great fielding shortstop. Brady Pazar at second base. Evergreen's could turn two here. Pitch is outside to Clotty. It's one ball and one strike. This is a big inning for Ty Treader, not only in a 0-0 game where you just really can't afford to give up much, but in a low-scoring, well-pitched high school game, he's back with strike two, one ball, two strikes. You have to face the middle of the batting order potentially just three times. So this is the middle of the batting order, second time through for Ty Treader. Clotty struck out his first time and is down on the count 1-2. That's strike three on the outside corner, and Clotty knew it. Clotty took the bat right off his shoulder and makes a beeline back to the Walsall West dugout.
Luke Hammond.
Trevor Clotty is retired. Luke Hammond himself, a strikeout victim the first time, will take his turn at bat. Walsall West with one hit and two base runners. Evergreens with no hits. Their only base runner reached via an error. One out. Man on first. Ty Treader coming home here, and this ball is hit to left. Going back is the left fielder Tommy Alston. It is over his head, rolls to the wall. This game will not be tied any longer. That's a double and scoring a run. In ahead of the throw is Mitch Zaronis. Zaronis, the opposing pitcher, comes around to score on Luke Hammond's double to left field. So it is the Evergreens who run into a little bit of trouble here in the top of the fourth inning. And they now trail 1-0. It's very simple at this point. The Evergreens need to leave that runner at second base, need to make sure he doesn't come around to score. Ty Bailey grounded out his first time up. 1-0 game, that's fine. You don't want to go down by two or three runs in a game where runs and hits just look like they're hard to come by. Coming back, strike one to Ty Bailey. The Evergreens have their best hitters coming up in their half of the fourth inning, so a chance to get right even. Just don't want to have a big hole on an afternoon like this. 1-0 pitch, ground ball to short. Owen Latondras across the diamond got him. Runners going to third. The Evergreens will not throw. So on a ground out, Luke Hammond, who just doubled in a run, moves over to third base. But there are two outs. Cole Osnes to hit.
Shortstop.
Osnes is one of three players to ground out to the Evergreens' third baseman, Jackson Miles. Two outs. There's a runner on third. Ty Treader's got to strand this man 90 feet away. First pitch to Osnes is close, just outside, ball one. Home plate umpire just looked into the Everest dugout and said, enough. Which means the Everest bench thought that that was a close pitch, just like I did. One ball, no strikes. That's down low. Two balls and no strikes. Bounces off the plate. Not a lot of margin for error with that runner crossing over to third on the ground out. A wild pitch or a pass ball costs the Evergreens another run. Treader is behind in the count, 2-0. Coming home, there's a strike. Two balls and one strike. I think the Evergreens complain to some of the inconsistency on that outside corner. And again, we call the game from just up the third base line, so it's tough for us to judge too. Two balls and one strike. That's fouled back into the screen. Cole Osnes kind of helped out Ty Treader. That pitch was going to be on the outside corner, and again, you can't tell how that's going to be called. Two balls and two strikes. Treader looking to strand a runner at third base here, and he's one pitch away from doing it. 2-2 pitch with two outs. Coming home. Ground ball to first. Sendelbach backhand. Bobbles the ball. He's got it. Fresh to the bag. He's got him. Got him by a step. Sendelbach stayed with it. And boy, if he bobbles that ball for a little bit longer, that would have been safe at first and a run would have scored. So just barely the Evergreens end the inning. Wausau West gets two hits and the Warriors have broken through. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Wausau West 1, D.C. Everest nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so great either? Try new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget Odor Eaters sprays and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles. Real foot support plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We are back at Simon Field. Owen Latondra's first ball swinging for the Evergreens, diving in. It's off the glove of left fielder Jake Bailey. Bailey left his feet to try and make a play on a Latondra's line drive. The Evergreens have a leadoff base runner. We'll huddle around here at the Everest press box to confirm that that is indeed a hit. Yes, it is. Jake Bailey had that ball go off his glove, but Bailey was diving to make a play on that ball, so you can't assume the outstanding play in left. Owen Latondras is a leadoff base runner for the Evergreens. For Brady Sendelbach, the Evergreens are trailing 1-0, looking to get even here. Off-speed pitch is a call strike. Maybe a little more chatter from the Everest dugout there as the Evergreens thought that Ty Treader was squeezed a little bit on the top of this fourth inning. The Evergreens now looking for Brady Sendelbach to move this runner over from first base. Mitch Zaronis is the opposing pitcher, and Zaronis helped himself to get that run across. He led off the inning with a single. Pitches way down low, gets away from the catcher, and the Evergreens will move that runner to second base. That's a wild pitch. Pitch bounced in front of the catcher, couldn't handle that pitch. Yeah, Zaronis moved to first base before he kind of slung that ball around. We're saying up here in the press box that that may have been a balk to move the runner over to second anyway. Instead, one ball and one strike, swing and a miss. Sendelbach was trying to send that one out of Simon Field. Down on the count, 1-2. Evergreens are now trailing 1-0. Tying run is out there at second base, and there's nobody out. And we've just seen that Sendelbach has the green light. He's asked for time. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Sendelbach is back in. He's waiting a 1-2 pitch, and Zaronis steps off. You know what? We said before that Zaronis can sometimes get a little hyped up when a couple of calls at the plate don't go his way. Zaronis looks like he's struggling a little bit, like he's a different pitcher with that runner in scoring position. Zaronis looks like a distracted pitcher to me. 1-2 pitch here. Checks that runner again. He is coming home, and it's down low. Gets past the catcher and now goes through the fence. Let's see if the Evergreen, they're going to put that runner at third. He should come home there. That ball was out of play off a West player. Ground rules say no, runner stays at third base. Runner stays at third. Passed ball off the catcher. That pitch was outside, but it was not in the dirt. Went off the catcher's glove. Then went all the way to the backstop and went through. So the Evergreens still with nobody out. The tying runs at third base. And the count is 2-2 for Brady Sendelbach. West plays the infield back. This ball is fouled back into the road. Watch out, Chrysler Town and Country just missed the car passing by the field here. Two balls and two strikes. Sendelbach's job here is to make any kind of contact because Walsall West playing the infield back will surrender the run and the Evergreens can tie this ball game. No one out. Tie run at third base and swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Sendelbach. No, foul ball. Foul ball, he tipped that. So everyone retreats. Runner goes back to third base. Sendelbach picks up his bat again and will get another swing in this at-bat. Again, Sendelbach's got to play for contact. Walsall West is willing to give up the run with the infield back. 2-2 pitch again. Sendelbach bounces to third. Foul ball just wide of the bag. Sendelbach's a good contact hitter. In fact, Sendelbach can do a lot of things at the plate. Sprays the ball around. Can hit for power. Again, the only thing that you want to avoid here is the strikeout. And it is 2-2. Zaronis is coming back. Here it is. That's down low. And the count goes full to Brady Sendelbach. Jackson Miles awaits on deck for the Evergreens. Brady Sendelbach, a senior, looking for his 18th run batted into the season. That's high and away, and Brady Sendelbach has walked. Yeah, Mitch Zaronis is a deep pitcher with runners on base.
Jackson Miles.
Evergreens have got to be thinking about more than just one run here. There's still nobody out. There are runners at first and third. West has the lead 1-0 on a Zaronis single and a Luke Heyman double. Jackson Miles to hit here. Jackson saw just one pitch and flied out his first time up. RBI spot here for the senior, Jackson Miles, looking to bunt. The Evergreens were trying to squeeze that runner in, and he bunted it foul. Gutsy play, gutsy call. All eyes are on coach over at the third base box, Dave Langbin. Runner at third, runner at first, and the batter, Jackson Miles, looking at what's being asked here. No balls and one strike. Evergreens love the double steal in this spot. Coming home, looking to bunt, and the Evergreens are going to get a run out of this. There'll be a play at the plate. He's safe. The squeeze play gets a run in. The ball gets away from the catcher, and both runners will move up. The Evergreens have tied the game. Got to assess an error on that, too, to allow the runners to get through. It is a bunt squeeze single for Jackson Miles, who got the bunt down the first baseline. Tried to get the ball home, and it got away from the catcher, allowing both of the base runners to advance one base. So it's a hit for Jackson Miles and an RBI on the squeeze play. Error on the catcher, Trevor Clotty, allowing men to move from first and second to second and third. And the Evergreens, most importantly, have tied the game. Not done yet. Nobody out for Tommy Alston and two in scoring position. So to get everyone updated, that's got to be fielder's choice. Beg your pardon, not a hit. Fielder's choice to bring in an RBI. West now has to play the infield in, and that pitch is up high. Two balls and no strikes. And Mitch Zaronis is indeed. He's a head case right now. Zaronis overthrew there, tried to reach back for something extra, and almost threw that over the head of both his catcher and the batter. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch there is down low, three balls and no strikes, and Zaronis is in danger of loading up the bases here. Right, so that's correctly scored a fielder's choice on the bunt for Jackson Miles. Runner came in from third, and then everyone moved up one base when the throw got by the catcher. 3-0, taking all the way, and that's a strike to Tommy Alston, 3-1. So the Evergreens have pulled even. Both teams have a run in here in the fourth, but the Evergreens are looking for more. 3-1, the West infield is pulled in. A hit to the outfield brings home two. Off-speed pitch is in, and the count goes full. Tommy Alston can afford to take that one, because you'll see something else at 3-2. Zaronis probably has to throw a fastball here. If he doesn't, he'd load up the bases. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Well, there you go. So Zoronas gets the unconventional out. Here's Hunter Gipp. You know, if the Evergreens settle for just one run, that would be a moral victory for Wausau West. The Evergreens need more out of this situation. Here's Hunter Gipp. Gipp was the first base runner for the Evergreens on a throwing error from the infield. Again, a Hunter Gipp hit to the outfield would bring in two runs. We give the Evergreens their first lead of the afternoon. First ball swinging, hits off of Hunter. You know, Hunter Gipp has had more foul balls off of his own body this year. Hunter Gipp is the walking wounded by the end of this season. Looks like it bounced right off his foot. No balls and one strike. The Wausau West infield stays in with only one out. Only thing you don't like about Hunter Gipp in this spot is that Hunter's been a little strikeout prone this season, and what you're really looking for is contact to bring that runner from third in. Got to put bat on ball here. 0-1 pitch. Off speed, Hunter Gipp fouls it off himself again. That went off his back heel. Wausau West pitcher Mitch Zoronas really helps himself out with a strikeout here. Then his infield can play back with two outs. Instead, it's 0-2 with one out here. Pitch to Gipp, tried to find something extra, and Zoronas overthrows and misses badly outside. A ball and two strikes. Baseball sponsored by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic food. Red Clover Market, working to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. 1-2 pitch, off speed. Wow, that was a strikeout pitch for Zoronas. And Hunter Gipp fouled it off over the West dugout. And Hunter Gipp will fight to see another day. Or if nothing else, another pitch here. Infield in, so a ground ball to one of these West infielders. There'll be a play at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Zoronas to Gipp. Fly ball to center field. That's going to get a run in. Center fielder coming in, makes the catch. Runner tags. That'll be cut off, and the Evergreens take the lead. A sacrifice fly for Hunter Gipp. Exactly what the Evergreens needed there. And again, in these close games, the small things matter. That's an unearned run that moved up a base on the error at home. So Hunter Gipp gets himself a sacrifice fly, an RBI. There are two outs, but now the Evergreens lead 2-1. Here is Ty Treader. Treader 2-for-2 last time and can help himself by driving in that runner at third base. He swings and fouls the first pitch off, strike one. So Hunter Gipp has given the Evergreens a 2-1 lead. There are two outs, runner at third. Zoronas, the lefty, to Treader, the lefty. Treader thought about bunting that runner in. Pulled the bat back. I believe that's a ball, 1-1. And Coach Dave Langbin arguing about whether Ty Treader pulled the bat back, and the home plate umpire says that was strike two. No balls and two strikes. Coach Dave Langbin's hot at third base. 0-2 pitch. Ty Treader pops it up foul ground and out of play up near the roof. 0-2. You know what? If Ty Treader is able to get that bunt down, and again, he pulled the bat back at a pitch that I thought was up high. Third baseman's playing back. The Evergreens could have had that runner from third base walk in on the squeeze there. Treader takes high again. One ball and two strikes. This started off with an Owen Latondras hit, a line drive that Jake Bailey dove for in left field and had go off his glove. It's the only hit of the inning. Off-speed pitches down low, two balls and two strikes. Zoronas' pitch count is up too. This is going to be his 70th pitch as we play the bottom of the fourth inning. Yeah, I mean, the shape of this inning, because Zoronas is a different pitcher with runners on base. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball to first. It is fielded cleanly. Luke Heyman over to the bag, and the Evergreens get two, but leave a third runner stranded at third base. The Evergreens get a run in on a sacrifice fly and a suicide squeeze. Our new score at the end of four innings. It's now D.C. Empress 2, Wausau West 1 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The top of the fifth inning is on. The Evergreens tally two runs in the fourth and now have a 2-1 lead. Ty Treader to pitch to Nate Wallert. And the first pitch is outside, ball one. Wausau West's error in that inning, boy, did that allow the Evergreens two runners to move up, and one of the runs came in on a sacrifice fly to center field. So it is an unearned run that's the difference in this game. And wow, where was that pitch? Ty Treader sure looked like he had the outside corner there. It's two balls and no strikes to Nate Wallert. Treader's leg kick coming home here. He's low, three balls and no strikes. One-run lead, don't want to give up a free pass here. Ty Treader's got to be around the plate. Working quickly, comes back with a strike. Ty Treader's really been good. Sometimes when he gets behind in the count, he can battle back. Seen that a lot this season from Ty Treader. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball, center field. Going back is Cade Sievertson. Sievertson going back, still reaches out. He's got it. Boy, he just teased the Wausau West bench there. Looked like maybe it was going to be over his head. Cade Sievertson, long strides, moving into right center field. Takes extra bases away from Nate Wallert. Sievertson had that all the way, I think. Had my eye on the Wausau West bench. They were getting up, looking like they were going to have a leadoff hit. No, sir. Disappears into Cade Sievertson's glove. Here's a ground ball to short. First ball swinging. Latondras across. And Kian Garski is out after seeing just one pitch. There's the second out.
Right fielder.
Boy, Ty Treader could sure help himself with an easy inning here.
Hello.
Baseball sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from our farmer, you. Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Piscatello walked his first time up. So both teams have scored in the fourth inning. We're playing the fifth now. First pitch to Piscatello drops in, breaking ball to start him off, strike one. Let's not forget in that fourth inning, both teams left runners on third base. Evergreens could have had an insurance run. Wausau West could have taken a 2-0 lead back in the fourth. Pitch there is on the outside corner, strike two. Ty Treader looking for a 3-up, 3-down inning. Working to Piscatello here, off speed, got him! Swing and a miss, and Ty Treader pops off the mound with a 3-up, 3-down inning. It is Ty's fifth strikeout. The Evergreens' one-run lead is still good as we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. D.C. Everest 2, Wausau West 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and
and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where the bottom of the fifth inning is on, Nolan Hoppe leading off for the Evergreens. There's a line drive to left center field. First ball swinging, and Nolan Hoppe has himself a single. The Evergreens, for the second inning in a row, put the leadoff man aboard. Brady Pazar, I think, is going to be called on to bunt this runner over. This is the number nine man in the Everest order. Pulls the bunt back and bunts it into foul territory for strike one. Brady's got to get this bunt down. Baseball is brought to you by the D.C. Everest Athletic Club, supporting Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships. Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Third baseman is in. Pazar gets the bunt down. The only plays to first base. A successful sacrifice moves an insurance run into scoring position. Mitch Zaronas fielded that ball off the mound, and the opposing pitcher had to throw to first. To the top of the Everest batting order with one out. Cade Sievertson and Owen Latondras will try and drive in Nolan Hoppe from second base. Hoppe took the first pitch that he saw and line-drived it to left field. 2-1 Evergreens looking to bunt that over. Yeah, you know, again, Sievertson, if he can get that bunt down, would have himself a hit. But, you know, not sure how I feel about that play because you're looking for Sievertson to hit that ball into the outfield. Well, by showing bunt, it does make the infield think about this. First and third are now playing in for Cade Sievertson, waiting on an 0-1 pitch. He's looking to bunt again and bunts the ball foul. I mean, if Cade Sievertson is thrown out, that just leaves it all up to Owen Latondras. It's an all-or-nothing at-bat from your number two hitter. Sievertson's going to get to swing away here. No balls, two strikes. Again, maybe it changes your thinking because this is a lefty-on-lefty matchup. You're thinking that the hitting's going to be a little bit more difficult for Sievertson. Well, there are two strikes here. Again, the Evergreens sacrificed that runner over to second and now probably need a hit to the outfield to bring him in. 0-2 pitch. Zaronas needs a strikeout. Reaches out, punched to second base. That's going to move the runner over. Ty Bailey throws to first. He bobbled it. Everyone's safe. Everybody's safe. There's no out there on that play. Slow rolling ball. Ty Bailey played that back. Going to be scored an infield hit for Cade Sievertson. But Bailey's got to be charging that ball. That may be a hit, but Bailey's got to come in. There are now runners at first and third. Should have been an out. And here comes Owen Latondras. Single and a strikeout. And Latondras' last at-bat was a line drive, spraying the ball around. Got the double steal going here. Throw down to second. Safe. Cut off. The runner does not advance from third. It was cut off by the shortstop, Cole Osnes. Cade Sievertson steals second. Wausau West cuts off the throw instead of letting it go through. And the pitch was a ball to Owen Latondras. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's fouled back. One ball and one strike. So now the Evergreens have met at second and third. Latondras has a chance to blow the lid off this game right here. Brady Sendelbach awaits on deck. Wausau West now has to bring the infield in, too. Hit to the outfield probably brings in two Evergreens. 1-1 pitch. Off speed. Hit to third. Runner has to hold. Throw over to first. They got him. The Evergreens get nothing out of that, and Wausau West gets a much-needed second out. That was hit hard on the ground to Kian Garski, and Garski was able to throw it over. The runner at third correctly holds. He would have been out dead to rights at the plate. So West gets the second out, and here comes Brady Sendelbach. Sendelbach walked, oh, those walks kill you, and came in on a sacrifice fly to center field. First pitch to Sendelbach is strike one. Boy, if Mitch Zaronas can wiggle out of this, Wausau West would feel very good about how the bottom of the fifth inning worked. This started off with back-to-back hits. 0-1 pitch, fouled off on an off-speed pitch. So Zaronas is one pitch away from finding the escape hatch. Two outs. Count is no balls and two strikes. And for the Evergreens, second and third, timely hitting for the Evergreens, just been hard to come by all season. This is one of the spots to try and turn this around. The game turns on this pitch, and it's hit to left field. It is down. The Evergreens are going to get the two runs in. A two-strike hit for Brady Sendelbach, and there's the timely knock the Evergreens have been waiting for. A third and fourth run come in. Brady Sendelbach gives the Evergreens a 4-1 lead. That was a big hit. Came with two outs. We would also note that the Evergreens have had some trouble closing out these close games. So again, you don't want to take the foot off the gas here. Jackson Miles to hit. Two outs, but more importantly, two more are in for the Evergreens. Jackson hits with a man at first base. And that's outside. Runner is going, and the runner's going to be caught in a pickle that may end the inning. Tagged out. Jackson Miles at bat is going to continue. Runner, they're going to say he's safe. But this is a gift call for the Evergreens because the Everest base runner was clearly out of the base paths. Ruled safe. And the Walsall West coach will come out and dispute this call. To me, Sendelbach was clearly out of the baseline to avoid the tag. He did get back to the bag, avoiding Luke Heyman's tag. And you know, I can see this a mile away, which I hate. The first base umpire, if he appeals to home, is probably going to get him called out. There's not going to be an appeal. The Walsall West coach is looking back at the home plate umpire, and this inning is going to continue. Sendelbach was clearly out of the base paths. The Evergreens will take every break they can get. I believe we're at one ball and one strike to Jackson Miles, who fouls this back. Back into the road and just avoids the blue Ford F-150. See if blue will show us the count. I think we're 1-2 here. Jackson Miles is looking down. Again, this is kind of new life for Jackson Miles because it appeared like the Evergreens had made an out on the base paths. The Evergreens have widened their lead in this inning and now are up 4-1. Off-speed pitch that's hit off the plate and foul. And now for sure we're at one ball and two strikes. Baseball today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist with no appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Medford, Plover, and Wausau Monday through Friday. And Saturdays, 8 to noon in Wausau. And online at bonejoint.net. Jackson Miles awaits Mitch Zaronis' 1-2 pitch, and that's up high. Up above the shoulders, two balls and two strikes. So to my eyes, this inning should have been over. Evergreen still batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Looking for a little more, why not? Runners going, checked his swing up high, throw down to second, Sendelbach is out. So Jackson Miles will still be the leadoff batter in the sixth inning. The Evergreens get three hits. A big two RBI single from Brady Sendelbach gives the Evergreens a 4-1 lead. We'll go to the top of the sixth on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.